The City of Cranbrook has been awarded a $1.3 million grant from Health Canada that will be used towards initiatives to respond to the toxic drug crisis and related social challenges. A key part of those initiatives include purchasing a new clinical mobile outreach van to be staffed by Interior Health that will support the work of first responders, healthcare professionals, and community organizations. The funding will also bolster several targeted local initiatives, including a mobile drug checking and outreach unit, naloxone training and education, and expanded peer support services. These services will be delivered by various nonprofit and social agencies that are part of the Mayor's Task Force on Homelessness to reduce overdose fatalities, strengthen local emergency response, and enhance community-wide awareness and support systems. On behalf of Council, I want to thank Health Canada and the Government of Canada for recognizing the real challenges we're facing here in Cranbrook, said Mayor Wayne Price in a press release. This is an important and much-needed step in easing the growing pressures faced daily by our first responders, emergency room staff, and community support teams. The funding, from the federal government's Emergency Treatment Fund stream, won't be used to hire additional municipal staffing, but will instead be utilized by the partners with the city task force that already have institutional expertise, capacity, and resourcing to carry out the objectives. The collective commitment demonstrated by the Mayor's Task Force on Homelessness has been truly inspiring, said Marcel Germer, Social Development Coordinator. The shared identification of key priorities and solutions was integral to a strong application and will improve not only service delivery, but the overall resiliency of Cranbrook's emergency response and support systems. The funding will be part of a project program that will run from August 1, 2025 to March 31, 2027. As it nears the end, there will be a plan to close down the program and distribute any capital assets to partners in the community so that there isn't an ongoing annual funding request from the municipality to maintain it, according to Germer. According to the city, this is the first time the City of Cranbrook has received grant funding from Health Canada and will be pivotal in strengthening the collaboration between the city and many community service providers.